USDA's crop progress report really didn't bring much to the table as far as the markets are concerned, as we continue to slowly see a crop moving ahead in crop development, but one that seems to be kind of stagnating as far as crop conditions are concerned. Looking at the corn market as of August 17th, 97% of the corn crop was in silk versus 98% for the 5-year average. 72% was in the dough stage versus 73% for the 5-year average. 27% was in dent versus 26% for the 5-year average. 3% was mature versus 3% for the 5-year average. Corn's crop condition ratings dropped 1% to 71% good to excellent, and really all of the major states were left unchanged except for Minnesota, which was down 1%. North Dakota was down 2%, and we did see Nebraska improve by 1%. For soybeans, 95% of the soybean crop is now in bloom versus 95% for the 5-year average. Setting pods is at 82%. That's also equal to the 5-year average. And soybean crop condition ratings were left unchanged at 68% good to excellent. Illinois improved by 3%, and we did see Nebraska improve by 4%, but North Dakota was only 1% improvement. So most of the states saw small changes. As far as winter wheat harvest is concerned, we continue to see that taking place. 94% is now in the bin versus 90 last week, 95 for the 5-year average. And as far as spring wheat is concerned, 36% is harvested. That's up 20% from the previous week and equal to the 5-year average. For spring wheat conditions, they improved 1% to be 50% good to excellent. We did see, Minnesota's dropped by 2%, but North Dakota's improved by 2%. Offsetting each other, rest of the minor changes to the rest of the states. For barley, the conditions are rated at 44% good to excellent. That's up 1% for the week. And barley harvest sits at 37% complete. So in all, like we said, this report didn't really bring a lot more to the table for the grains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.